seeking out the much needed help of God this morning. Direct your prayerful attention to the word you'll find in the prophecy of Micah chapter 2, and we shall read verse 10 for our text. Micah chapter 2 and the 10th verse. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. You may think this morning, well, couldn't you have chosen a better text than this for the new year? Is this encouraging? Is this a word we need to hear at the start of this new year? Arise ye and depart. Well, the Lord would certainly have us to understand that this is not our rest. But it's one thing to read it, and it's another thing to actually know it and to have it revealed to us. Because unless it is revealed to us, we won't know it. What we will have this morning here is just a few words on a page, which mean nothing to us because it hasn't been revealed to us. So we don't need to arise. And we don't need to depart. But the Lord's children, the Lord's people, yes, the Lord will reveal this to them, that they are to arise. And they are to depart. And they are to come out. And they are to be separate. And they are to walk the way of faith which God has appointed for them, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. So he says, arise ye and depart. And I couldn't help think of When I thought of this word, arise ye and depart, I couldn't help but think of Lot down in Sodom. You remember the account of Lot? Abraham and Lot were together, and then their herds got so great that they couldn't dwell together. And Abraham said to Lot, we need to separate. And we need to go our own ways, as it were, different ways. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and he beheld the land of Sodom. It looked well watered. It was a good place to take the cattle. Beautiful land. He observed it. Everything looked perfect. And you may be doing that this morning. You may be just like Lot. You're lifting up your eyes and you're looking at perhaps a particular place, and it looks perfect to you. And the Lord is saying, arise, depart. It's not your rest. He's saying, this is not a place for you to settle. This is not even a place for you to go to. But if you're going to judge after the sight of your eyes this morning, if you're going to make the decisions of because what you see satisfies and gratifies your sinful heart, you're not going to be one of those that arises and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You will arise to follow the dictates of your own heart and the desires of your own heart. And so you could be like Lot this morning. Yes, we read he was a righteous man. He had the evidence of a work of grace in his heart. And that doesn't, just because you have the evidence of the work of grace in your heart this morning, it doesn't mean to say you're not going to make wrong choices and wrong decisions. If you're not bringing these things to the Lord and saying, Lord, where wilt thou have me to reside? Because that's the opposition, isn't it? Between the old and the new, the old says, look at that. A beautiful spot, you can settle there. You can live there. You can abide there. You can make it your rest. So we need to keep coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to ask the Lord, Lord, where shall I live? Where shall I reside? Where is it? Where's the place, Lord, that I have to pitch my tent? Because that's all it is. You see, Lot, he pitched his tent towards Sodom, but it wasn't long before he had a house there. So the Lord is saying, he's speaking to us this morning, saying, arise. And you may say, and I may say this morning, arise for what? What have we got to do? Why is the Lord giving us this word this morning? Arise. At the beginning of this year, arise. Arise ye and depart. We say, well, where are we going to go? What the Lord is saying is this, I am preparing you to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. This is what this is all about. This is not the Lord saying to you, I want you to arise and find a nice place where you can settle down and look forward to retirement and have a wonderful, happy time here. He's saying, arise. Arise and seek your God. Because we're living in solemn days. You haven't got time, as it were, to make your plans for the future that you don't even know when you're going to reach that time in your life, that period in your life. One thing we know for certain, that is Christ is coming again. We know that for certain. Scripture tells us that. And the Lord is telling us here, arise ye and depart. For this is not your rest. We have that hymn, don't we? This is not our dwelling place. This is not our resting place. It's not our home. And yet there's something in us that wants to try and make it our home. How foolish it is. God has told us so clearly. He is going to destroy this world with fire. How often do you hear that in the pulpit? How often do ministers tell you that? You know, we should preach the word as though, just as Luther says, just as though Christ died yesterday, he's risen today, and he's coming tomorrow. That's how it should be preached. Because the children of God need to realize it. This is not their rest. And we're hastening to the day of the coming of Christ. And so, all I can say this morning is if you're trying to make this your rest here, you're trying to find some place where you're going to be happy for the rest of your days, then you don't want to hear this word this morning because it doesn't agree with your own nature. It doesn't agree with your thoughts and your worldly desires. The last thing you want to do is arise and depart, because you say you've got your eye on a certain spot, a certain place, and it's become an idol maybe. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. The Lord is preparing his people. He's preparing them for a prepared place. He's coming again to gather them from the four corners of the earth. He will send his angels and he will gather them. But are we amongst those who really understand that this is going to take place? Or does the enemy of your soul deceive you and he says it's not going to be in your time? It's not going to be in your day. You don't have to concern yourself about these things. And yet the word of God is telling us to arise and depart, for this is not our rest. As though he would say, look at the warnings. The many warnings I give you in my word. Who's really got ears to hear? Who's really receiving this? Are you all so carnal and sold under sin that you won't receive the word? Because you don't want it. You're worldly. You're taken up with the things of the world. This would be your rest if God allowed you to make it your rest. Because he knows what's in your heart. He knows how carnal you've become. So we have the new year. And you may be saying, oh, what a word this is. Why have you brought this? You've spoiled everything. We've got such plans for the new year. We've got so much that we want to do. And the Lord is saying, where is Christ in all of this? Where is your Savior in all of this? Where is the Lord that you profess to follow, worship, and adore? Where is he in all of this? Arise ye and depart. For this is not your rest, because it is polluted, but it shall destroy you. Solemn word, isn't it? But we won't believe it unless the Lord truly is working in our hearts that we would want something better than this world. That we should desire to enter into that eternal resting place, that paradise of God. This is not your rest. You'll only find sin, sorrow here. There will be times we know when the Lord draws near and he blesses us, and we must be thankful for that. They're precious times. But those are just little foretastes of what that rest that the Lord has prepared for his people. And if we truly are the children of God, we will be praying for these things. We will be desiring these things. We'll be asking the Lord to prepare us for that rest that he has prepared for his people. And if we're just so dead and carnal, you'll be just wrapped up with the idols of this world. Lands and houses and money and silver and gold and holidays and all the rest of it. You won't desire that resting place, because you won't hardly have any evidence that God is doing anything in your heart. Because you're taking in everything that the world has to offer you. How can you follow God? How can you follow his word? How can you be spiritually minded when you're just carnal and sold under sin? You can't be. Why do I stand in the pulpit to preach? To warn sinners. that they need to pray to the Lord to get their hearts off this world. That's what we need to do, to pray to get our hearts off this world. That's the message this morning. To get our hearts off this world. And only God can do it. But I ask you this morning, do you want Him to do it? That's the question. That's the vital question. Do you want Him to do it? Is it really a work of grace in your heart that you want to be with Christ? That you want to enter that eternal resting place that He has provided for His people, His chosen? This is not your rest. You can't stay here. You can't remain here. The Lord's going to destroy it. He's going to burn it all up. That's how solemn it is. But Christ has that eternal resting place for His people. We're in danger. We need a place of safety. Christ is that place of safety. Heaven is that place of safety. There's no place of safety here on earth. God will show you that and clearly show it to you. But the heart of man is so deceitful. It is so desperately wicked. It says this, Christ isn't coming yet. I've got time to find a place. I've got time to find land where I can settle, where I can make it my resting place. Yes, I know Christ is coming, but in the meantime, I'm going to do all I can to make it as good for myself and as prosperous and so that I don't have to worry about anything. I'm self-sufficient. The Lord would say, I know your heart this morning, sinner. I know what your affection is set upon. I know what your love is set upon. I know what that heart is set upon this morning. And it's not Christ. And it's not His resting place. It's not glory. It's not heaven. It's not the things of God. It's carnal things. Things that are going to vanish away. Things that you're going to be torn from. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. And so we might, I just said of not so long ago, of Lot down in Sodom. There he is, he's got everything he wants. He's got his house, he's got his riches, he's got his cattle. He's got everything he wants, he's settled. And that is why when the angels came and they told him that they had come to destroy the place, he couldn't leave. And neither can you. And neither can I. If we're making this our rest. The angels had to bring him out. They had to take hold of his hand and the hand of his wife and his two daughters. And they had to bring him out. They had to virtually pull them out of Sodom. They were not going to go. And the angels are clearly told, look, God is going to destroy this place. It's going to be burned with fire. And they still wouldn't leave. They couldn't leave. They just couldn't let go. Their hearts were there. They'd made it their rest. And that's the danger. If you're making it your rest this morning, That is the danger. You won't be able to part with it because it'll be your God. It'll be your idol. You won't be able to leave it because you'll be so attached to it, you can't let go. That's where Lot was. It's where his wife was. It's where his daughters were. He couldn't let go. It would be a mercy this morning if the Lord has taught you to let go, to loose it, to loose everything, to loose it. To loose, let go of your idol. Let go of all your idols, let go of them, loose them. Oh, that would be a good prayer this morning as you start this year. Lord, give me the grace to loose my idols, to release them, to let them go, to be separated from them. If you love the Savior, you'll want to pray that. If Christ has done anything in your heart and your life, you'll desire to pray that because Christ will mean something to you this morning. Christ Jesus the Lord will mean something to you this morning because of what he's revealed to you by his Spirit and what he's shown to you. Oh, how solemn it is if Christ is not our treasure this morning, if something else is our treasure. And not Christ Jesus the Lord. Because how can we arise and depart if Christ isn't that one who is so precious to us? The Apostle Paul was saying, I have that desire to depart and to be with Christ. Because he had possession. The Apostle Paul had the possession of the true riches in Christ. So therefore he was looking for the time when he would depart this world, depart this life, and be with Christ, which is far better. And so here we are. We might say, here we are this morning. We're down in Sodom. And the Lord has told us that the days of Sodom are numbered. That it's going to be destroyed from heaven. And what do we say this morning? Well, we'll wait till the very last day. We'll remain in Sodom to the very last day, just like Lot. He remained there till the very last hours. Has the Lord awakened us? By his Spirit. Has he quickened us? Or are we still gazing upon all the vanities of this world and of this life? And this is what we want. This is what we desire. And the Lord is saying, look, it's coming so close now. It's coming so near now. I'm sending out the alarms. I'm warning my people. But I fear that they're just like Lot down in Sodom. They're not going to come out. They're not going to leave it. They can't do it. Their hearts are so taken with these things. Fixed upon these things. Set upon these things. I can't move them, as it were. Well, how are they going to be saved then? By my mercy. Because they're not going to do it themselves. They're not going to come out themselves. They're not going to depart. They're not going to leave their idols. How are they going to be saved? It will be just through the mercy of God. Well, he said, I had to send my angels to pull Lot out. He said, on that last day, I'll be sending my angels again. To pull my people out. Because they won't depart. Unless I send my angels to the four corners of the earth to gather them in. They'd never leave it. They'd never depart from this that they're trying to make their rest. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. A rest remaineth unto the people of God. It'd be a mercy today, wouldn't it, if we were truly looking for that rest, praying to enter into that rest. Like Abraham of old, who, he wasn't like Lot, was he? No, Abraham lifted up his eyes to heaven. Lot lifted up his eyes to the plains of Sodom. And where are we lifting up our eyes this morning? Are you lifting up your eyes to the God of heaven this morning like Abraham? Are you looking for a city whose builder and maker is God? Is that really your religion this morning? Is it my religion this morning? Is it? Can we say that? Or are we just simply carnal sinners? Just being carried along with the flow, with all the dead fish that are being carried along downstream. And we're not swimming against these things. We're not fighting against these things, praying against these things. Arise ye and depart. For this is not your rest, it is polluted. As though the Lord is saying, look at the word of God. From Genesis right through to Revelation, I'm warning my people, come out of her, my people. That you be not partakers of her sins, nor of her plagues. Come out of her. The warning from Genesis to Revelation, and he's still warning his people. It's the same warning, because the same things are coming. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Perhaps you desire that rest this morning. Perhaps there's a poor soul this morning, like Noah's dove. You know, he let the dove out of the ark through that window. And the dove, it could find no rest for the sole of her foot. And it had to return to the ark. That would be a great mercy this morning. If you can say that, there's no rest here for me. There's no rest here for my soul. I'm like that poor, weary dove. But I can return to the ark of God's grace. The ark who is Christ. He is my resting place. And like the weary dove, I often flee to him. And he is always ready to put forth his hand and take me in. And bring and give rest to my soul. Because he knows I'm weary of earth. Sick of self and sin. Weary of earth. I'm like that dove that could find no rest for the sole of her foot. And she flew back to the ark. And the one who was ready to take her in. Oh, he put forth his hand, didn't he? And he pulled her in. Oh, poor, weary soul, weary sinner. You find no rest. But you know where your rest is. It is in Christ Jesus, the sinner's resting place. That's good if you found your rest in him. And you're often fleeing or flying to him for that rest, because you have proved this. There's no rest here for your soul. You're like that poor dove, but you see, Christ is preparing a place for his people, and that's the place we should be looking for, because that's the only place we're going to find rest. Whilst we're here, we're not going to find that rest, are we? All we will find here is going to be sin and sorrow. There's going to be trials. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be afflictions. There's going to be all those things which would prevent us from finding rest. There is no rest, is there, here for the people of God? But Christ has prepared that rest for his people. Think of that. Can you imagine that? That you'll never ever, that place that he has prepared, that resting place that he has prepared for his people, it's a place where you'll never be sad there again. You'll never know sorrow. You'll never shed another tear there, because he will wipe away all our tears there. You'll never know what it is to be afflicted and so tempted and to be so afraid and fearful anymore. That will be a thing of the past. That will be gone. That place that he has prepared for his people is a place where only happiness and joy exists, and the fullness of it. Joy unspeakable. It's a glorious resting place. You can't find that here, because it is not here. This is not your rest. But what Christ has prepared for us, it truly is a rest. A rest that remaineth for the people of God. And we should be looking to enter into that rest. Because compared to that rest, there's nothing that can be compared to it. This certainly is not our rest. This is polluted. This is a wretched place. This is a cursed place. This is a place prepared for destruction. This is not our rest. But does the sinner say today, "Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see any danger. I don't see that there's going to be any trouble. I don't think there's going to be any sorrow or difficulties. I don't see there's going to be any trials or temptations or any afflictions. It looks good enough to me." If this is your resting place, and the Lord allows you to make this your resting place, it will be your destruction. It will be your destruction. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Do you need the Lord to pull you out this morning? Do you need him to come and to pull you away from it? To separate you from it? Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. Oh, the poor sinner this morning who needs the Saviour as their resting place. What does he say? I thought of this word in the Psalm 116th Psalm and verse 7. And the Lord says, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul." Perhaps he's calling you to return this morning, because he knows you've left that rest. And he says, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." Is he calling you to return this morning? Because you've left that rest? You've gone astray. You've wandered. You're like poor Lot this morning down in Sodom. You're trying to make that your rest. And the Lord is saying to you, arise. Arise ye and depart. For this is not your rest, because it is polluted. Oh, return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Perhaps this first Lord's Day of this new year, the Lord is speaking to some poor sinner here this morning, saying, remember how bountifully I dealt with thee. You know there was that time when I was your rest. You found that rest in me. I directed you to that rest. I dealt bountifully with thee. And it's as though you've departed from that rest. And you seek something else which can never be your rest. There's only rest in him. And so he says, return, my soul, unto thy rest. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sore destruction. How we need God's grace and his Spirit to work in us. We need to pray for it, because we will make this our rest. We've got hearts that are so deceitful that will tell us that we can make this our rest. We can settle here. And yet the Lord is saying, no, it's not your resting place. Arise, depart, and follow me. So we may say this new year, the great shepherd of the sheep, he turns the little flock that may be resting somewhere, resting in some part of the wilderness, and the good shepherd has risen up, as it were, and he turns to the flock and he says, arise, come on. You've been here long enough. You've been in this place long enough. It's not your rest, it's polluted. Now arise and depart. Follow me. And so he's going to lead us out, and he's going to lead us forth by the right way. And he's going to show to us this is not our rest. And the more we pray for these things to be revealed to us, the more he will show to us it is not our rest, but he's teaching us. He is teaching us as the good shepherd of the sheep to keep praying to him to reveal these things to us, that we may not be slumberers, as it were, just slumbering down in Sodom and not realizing it's going to be destroyed. And the Lord is saying, come on. Come out of it. Come out of it. Come out of her, my people. That ye be not partakers of her sins, nor receive of her plagues. Come out of her. Depart. Arise ye, depart. This is not your rest. And I tell you this morning, if the work of grace has begun in your heart and the Lord is still working in you, you will receive this word this morning. You'll be glad to receive this word this morning, because you'll know it's God's word. It's God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to us. Arise. Arise ye and depart. You're making too much of this world. You're making too much of the material things of this world. You're making a god of these things. And the Lord is saying, arise. These will destroy you. Arise ye and depart. It's as though the Lord would say this morning, be truthful and sincere with yourselves this morning. What think ye of Christ? That is the test. Not what you think of your religion. Not what you think of your call by grace. Not what you think of your membership. Not what you think of your preaching. Not what you think of anything else. But what think ye of Christ? Is he your rest this morning? Is he your hiding place? Is he your treasure? Is he the one thing needful to you? Or do you have a multitude of idols this morning? That distract you from that straight and narrow way in following the meek and lowly Jesus, in following the great shepherd of the sheep who gave his life for them. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. It is polluted. So the Lord would say, look, you denomination of strict Baptists, it's about time you awoke out of sleep. It's about time you examined yourselves and understood where you really are this morning. What you're really following this morning. Because you need to depart. You need to arise and depart and start following your great shepherd of the sheep. Start following his word. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you. Ah, the poor sinner who's following Christ. Yes, you should look at it. Look at your dwelling places as really a tent, just a temporary dwelling. It's going to be removed. It's going to be dissolved. And the Lord is saying, arise ye. Arise ye and follow the good shepherd of the sheep. He's going to lead you this year. He's going to reveal things to you this year. He's going to continue to speak to you this year. This is just the beginning. He says, arise. So the poor sinner has given grace to arise. Now you need the grace to follow. That's what we need. The grace to follow the good shepherd of the sheep. Because if he's leading us, and we hope and trust and pray that he is leading us, then he's going to lead us into those places, into those things where he's going to be revealed to us. And we shall need him to be revealed to us. Because it may be a year when we shall feel our need of Christ more than we've ever needed before. Arise ye and depart. Stop playing around with religion. Because that's all it is, isn't it? We can end up with a religion, it's just a game. And the Lord has said, I'm not pleased with that. And I don't play your games. This is a battle. This is a warfare. I'm calling my people out. I'm not leaving them in that place of destruction. I'm calling them out to take up the cross and follow me. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. This is the word of God. It's not, you may say, well, it's not got anything to do with us. It's something that's going to happen in the distant future. It's not going to affect us. This is a word for us here, and it's a word for us now. It's a word for us here, and it's a word for us now. And the Lord is speaking. It's not a man in a pulpit who's speaking this. It's God's word. And if we have ears to hear and hearts to receive it, then let's bless God this morning for it, because it's a great mercy if we have got ears to hear and hearts to receive it. Because the carnal heart of man, it won't receive this word. It won't delight in this word. It won't want to receive it. Because you have all your expectations for the new year. And the Lord says, arise ye and depart. This is the word for the beginning of this year. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. As though you would say, the devil will try as much as he can this year. He will tempt you so severely this year to make this your rest. And here's the warning. And the Lord is saying, arise ye and depart. Because I know what the devil's doing even today. The schemes that he's got and the devices that he's using in your heart, poor sinner, this morning, to get you to make this your rest. And the Lord is saying, arise and depart. Here's the warning. Here's the word that you need to pray about. Here's the word you need to take to the Lord this year. Because it's for you, poor sinner. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you even with the sore destruction. And so the Lord directs you to himself, Jesus Christ. He is your peace and your rest. You will find a perfect peace and a perfect rest in him. And if you commit this to the Lord, and you commit everything into his hands, say, Lord, lead me as my good shepherd this year. Help me to commit everything into thy hands. Lord, help me to arise and depart and follow thee. And you will find rest for your soul. You'll find a rest and you'll be glad you found it. Because there'll be nothing that can compare to that rest when you find it and the Lord reveals it to you and in you by his Spirit. And so let us bring this word to the Lord at the beginning of this year. And let us ask of the Lord to help us each to arise and depart, to leave these things, to follow the Lord, and to enter into that peace. The beginning of that peace, to know something of it, that peace that he has prepared for his people. And that rest which remains for the people of God. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, and yet a rest remaineth unto the people of God. I'll leave it there. May the Lord add his blessing.